Getting Green guests in to talk about, well, the greening opportunities that we have to possibly even make our planet even healthier. Lisa Clark with us. She has the hot seat today in a good way, principal, co-founder of Five Lakes Energy and board member of Advancing Women in Energy. Here's another on the list, president of the Michigan Energy Innovations Business Council. So what do you do in your spare time, Lisa?
Yeah, it sounds like a few too many titles, I guess, right? well, you can tell I'm passionate about clean energy and about sustainability and about advancing women in professional careers. So, yeah, not a lot of spare time.
Great, good. Advancing Women in Energy will be our focus for today. So go a bit into detail, Lisa, about yourself and maybe a pitch of your organizations.
Yeah, sure. I'd be happy to. So my company, where I am co-founder and principal, and it's a woman-run B Corp here in Michigan, is Five Lakes Energy, and we are consultants working in clean energy and sustainability. That company is about 7 years old, and in the course of that work, it has spurred a lot of other opportunities. So just briefly, I'm president of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council, which is a statewide organization of advanced energy businesses, numbering over 100 that have been active, promoting all segments of energy from what you think of in sort of the advanced energy space of wind and solar to also demand response, combined heat and power, energy storage, so really covering the gamut. And that work combined has really also led me to think a lot about leadership and to think a lot about what it's like to often be one of the few women in the room. I was at a conference that shall not be named last week where it was about 80 attendees and there were 4 women on the first day. We got a few more on the second day, which helps really shine a spotlight on the need for this organization, Advancing Women in Energy. So I am a founding board member of Advancing Women in Energy. It's really the brainchild of a wonderful woman named Tanya Pozlowski, who's the head of the organization of MISO States. And Tanya's been very active in energy throughout her career. That's so great. She got thinking about this a little over a year ago with some friends and invited me to be one of the founding board members. And the organization has really focused on networking and advancing around professional development for women. A lot of what we're all driven by is, you know, certainly being that only woman in the room or one of few women in the room, but then how do we turn that into an opportunity? So how do we create opportunities for other women to join us? And part of that is showing people how interesting energy is, because it can be perhaps looked at as sort of as a less interesting topic, and I am very passionate about it. I think it's a fascinating topic, and we're seeing a lot of retirements upcoming from the utilities as well as from the regulatory agency, the Public Service Commission. So no time like the present. This is just a great time to be active in energy and a great time to get young women active in energy.
Let's talk, dig a little deeper. The current energy landscape, what's it look like in Michigan in regards to, I'll say, Lisa, old technology, clean and renewable energy, political climate around energy in Michigan? You want to take that one on?
Sure. Well, there's a lot of changes coming in our energy infrastructure. A lot of it, the groundwork was laid to a great extent in 2016, 2015, 2014 by the legislature. So there was legislation passed last December that really structured a new planning process for Michigan. And so there's a lot of work being done at the Public Service Commission by the utilities, as well as many stakeholders who have an interest in this, in crafting good energy policy for Michigan going forward. So a lot of work being done there right now, and certainly I spend a lot of time on behalf of the Michigan Energy Innovation Business Council raising the voices of the companies that are active there around making sure that we are taking advantage of lowest cost fuels for the future. But, you know, groundwork has also been laid by our utility partners. So certainly you recently saw the announcement from Consumers Energy about the Almost Microgrid project in West Michigan, right in Grand Rapids there. So that's a pretty exciting project they partnered with Rockford Construction on, who's been an Energy Innovation Business Council member. They partnered on that project to build this microgrid with batteries and solar power. But then also, you know, that's a great example of a project that's happening utility-based. But then from a macro perspective, you know, we had some great announcement from Jerry Anderson, the head of DTE, a few months ago about his ambitions for a carbonless energy source and carbonless energy sources in the future and his desire to continue that transition. So what does that mean for all of us? Well, it means that we are working on this energy grid of the future that's going to be more responsive, be smarter, certainly be there when we flip the switch, because that's, of course, what people want the most, but then also thinking about keeping it affordable. So we talk a lot about fuel sources and about how those are transitioning. So a lot of our coal plants are actually pretty old. Michigan has one of the oldest coal fleets of the country. What that means is it costs more to keep those plants online because of what we need to do to keep them cleaner, because they are older plants. They were built in the 50s, and so the technology is just it wasn't as good, you know, to keep it as clean. It wasn't as good as if you built a new plant now. So what we're seeing is we're seeing the utilities retiring those plants and replacing it with a lot of energy efficiency, a lot of renewables, and potentially some natural gas as well. So we will continue to see a diverse portfolio in Michigan's future for sure.
Thank you for that, Lisa Clark. Again, lots on her resume. Principal, co-founder of Five Lakes Energy, board member Advancing Women in Energy. Let's zone in just on a couple talking points with Advancing Women in Energy. What would be expand on the challenge for women and how the organization is helping to recruit and prepare more women to be involved. That might answer the challenge.
That's a great question. Well, you know, I feel like there are certainly challenges for all of us getting into these spaces, but I want to say there's lots of opportunities for women. So I think there are some really great women leaders in Michigan in the energy space. So, you know, we've got the head of Consumers Energy, Patty Poppy, is a fantastic example. The head of the Michigan Agency for Energy, Valerie Brader. The head of the Public Service Commission, our chairman is Sally Talberg. The head of ITC, a big transmission company based in Novi, Linda Blair. So we've really got some fantastic leaders who I think give us a really nice wake for people. So I think it's a good opportunity for women who are interested in this to see that there's opportunity, to see that there's company, so jump in, the water's warm. We're doing things to try to develop networking and professional relationships for young women who might be, you know, finishing up college, thinking about where they want to go, thinking, you know, there's a lot of different spaces here, right? There's a regulatory space, there's a business space, you know, there's a lot of third-party energy folks that are active with real innovative approaches to how we think about the grid in the future, and then there's the regulatory space, as I mentioned. So there's a lot of opportunity. What we'd like to do is we'd like to help these women see what the opportunities are and see that there's company and that they can be comfortable in these roles, in these jobs. So that's certainly what we're doing from a sort of entry-level early career perspective. From a mid to late career perspective, we are working on professional development, so trying to give women opportunities to make sure they're meeting professional development needs. You know, we know that women network and build relationships in ways that are different from men, and so how can we create space for women to be successful and to have the types of relationships that are going to further them in their careers? So that's something that Advancing Women in Energy is thinking about. We've been offering our membership webinars on board development. So how do people within their careers get themselves ready for professional board placements, which we know helps advance careers? And so that's something we've identified for mid to late career professionals. So just a couple of examples of things that we're trying to do.
That's great. So how can we all help Lisa will encourage and prepare girls and young women for this field. Obviously, men need to be on our side as well. But what groups are you working with, or who would you like to work with? And you know, how about our own Girl Scouts?
Yeah, Girl Scouts are a great suggestion. I really like that. And I think, you know, certainly continuing to encourage all parts of STEM education for all children, right? This is for everybody to get themselves ready and to think about engineering and mathematics. But I will say, you know, my background is completely in public policy. And so there are a variety of backgrounds that, you know, can get you ready. We need diversity of opinions. We need diversity of how people look. We need diversity of what type of experiences people had. We know that we're smarter collectively than just one of us. We also know that we get better solutions when different voices and different faces are at the table. And so that's something that we're all committed to from an Advancing Women in Energy perspective, and certainly from a 5 Weeks perspective, as well as EIBC. It's something that we work hard on. So we've partnered with the American Association of Blacks in Engineering, and we hope to have more partnerships like that going out into the future. You know, we think that diversity is good for all of us to make good, diverse decisions that are going to help lift all boats.
Great. Anything else to share? Any upcoming events or projects that are being worked on, or again, with your affiliated organizations?
Well, I would say from an Advancing Women in Energy perspective, we've got a couple of upcoming events we're excited about. One in particular, we've got a reception that we're hosting with the Michigan Energy Providers Conference. That's at the Grand Hotel, actually coming up this Thursday. So we're excited about that. And then we're also excited. We had a great annual kickoff meeting last year. We featured Patty Poppy, who's president and CEO of Consumers. She did a wonderful job. This year, we're going to be featuring ITC, Linda Blair. So that's coming up in the fall. So you can check out our website, advancingwomeninenergy.com. .org for more information, but certainly would invite folks to check that out. Or also, you know, can reach out to any of the board members. Our contact info is available. Would certainly love to have interested parties and get them more information and get people involved.
Thanks for all you do. Getting Green is this segment that you certainly have gone over and beyond for. So, Lisa Clark, thanks so much. Take care to you.
Great. Thanks, Shelley. It was really nice to talk to you.
Welcome right back.